Good morning and welcome back to the KGNC Agribusiness News Hour. I'm Shannon Gray, and this morning, as promised, we've got Mike Scouten on the line. He operates Mission Dairy near Hereford. This report is sponsored by Lone Star Milk Producers. And Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Shannon. How are you doing today?
Keeping it all together. There's a lot going on around the station here lately, so.
Yeah, lots of good things going on at the station. Love the radio show. Love the early morning shows. Love the morning shows. Doing great, guys.
Thanks. Yeah, we really appreciate you, even just being a listener, let alone, just the intricate part that you are for the ag programming. So thank you. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Well, with that, thank you, Mike. Let's go ahead and look at blocks and barrels. That's where we normally start. What did those look like last week?
Well, last week, what we saw was on midday Tuesday that a block cheese closed at $1.79 and three quarter per pound, and that was down a penny and three quarter with no lots being traded. So, trying to find a home happy spot for the block cheese at this moment. It's been on a steady rise since the big meteoric fall that it saw in the last 10 days. But it's starting to bounce. Barrel cheese still in the lows. We're seeing that the barrel cheese closed at $1.40 per pound, and that was down 6 cents per pound with one lot being traded. So it will be interesting to see as the market opens up this day and which direction we'll be following. Going over to the butter, it closed at $1.52 per pound, down 2 cents with 18 lots being traded. Powder traded at $1.25 per pound, up 3 1/4 with 6 lots being traded. And then finally, dry whey closed at 34 cents per pound, down 1/4 cent with 3 lots being traded.
All right. And for this report, we had a global trade event. So what happened there?
Well, over New Zealand, we saw that it was a little bit down, but not pretty much a lateral type of down and not much movement. Skim milk powder traded at $1.18 over in New Zealand, and that was up 1% from the last event. And that $1.18 does compare to the 101 that we talked about a little bit earlier on the CME. And when we look at what the EU is doing, they are trading skim milk powder at $1.19. So it is very rare that the EU is the high-priced market in the world for skim milk powder. So I find that to be very bullish at this moment, and we'll be watching that pretty closely. Going over to the whole milk powder over at the New Zealand trade, we saw that it traded at $1.33 per pound, down 2% from the last event. Cheddar cheese traded at $1.56 per pound, and that was down 3.5% from the last event. And again, that $1.56 does compare to the $1.80 that we're seeing at the CME. And then when we look over at the EU, they are trading at $1.70. And it's been quite a while since I've seen the EU trade above New Zealand in cheese prices. So again, a fair amount of what I would think bullish information coming out of the EU as far as dairy products. And we've got even a little bit more as we go over to the butter. Over in New Zealand, it traded for $1.53 per pound, down 2% from the last event, but does compare directly with the $1.53 that we saw traded at the CME. But when we look at the EU, they are trading at $1.77 for their butter. So again, EU high marks all the way across, compared to the U.S. and to New Zealand. And to me, that lends itself very much to a bullish type of impression. Finally, over at the global event, we saw lactose, the product that's used for blending in powder products, as well as an energy supplement here to our calf ranches in the Texas Panhandle, trade at $1.30 per pound, and that was down 3.5% from the last event.
All righty, and then we'll go ahead and move on to the next thing on our list, and that's class threes.
Well, the class threes did react somewhat to the negative report on the CME to the barrels. We're seeing the August trade at a 1985. We're seeing the September trade at a 1598. And then going into the fourth quarter, we're seeing the October trade at $17 and December finish up at about a 1650. When we move into the first quarter of 2021, we're seeing the January start off at a 1620 and finish up in March at a 1635. And then moving out into the second quarter of 2021, we're seeing that the April starts off at a 1640 and finish up in June at a 1660. So a little bit of a disappointment on the Class 3s for September, but typically that is the time of year when we fall short on milk production because of heat, and butterfat also falls off. So I don't anticipate that the September price is going to hold down that low, but we'll certainly watch that as we move forward. And a good indicator for some of that might be when we look next week at the cold storage report that will be coming out later on today, and as well as the milk production report that comes out on Thursday. So lots to look forward to next week on those as well.
Yeah, great. And then just to wrap it up today, while we're waiting for next week's report, we're going to talk about dairy RPs. What advice do you have on that as we go through the next week?
You know, I kind of like the Class 3 fourth quarter. We're seeing a 1660 price at 32 cents. So realistically, you'd be protecting somewhere close to a 1630 price going in on the fourth quarter. First quarter of 2021, you'd be looking at a 1550 price at about 32 cents. And then second quarter would be trading a 1566 for 34 cents. Really like the fourth quarter of 2020. Going over to the Class 4s, again, fourth quarter, not much to talk about. A 1369 for 25 cents. Looking at quarter one, we've got a 1415 for 28 cents. But then same repeat story that we talked about last week, that second quarter of 2021 on the Class 4s, we have a 1466 for 29 cents. That may be something that potential risk managers may want to take a look at.
All right, great. As always, we appreciate your time, and thanks for giving us our dairy report this week.
Oh, my pleasure, Shannon, and keep up the great work there at KGNC. Thank you.
Again, that is Mike Scouten of Mission Dairy near Hereford. You can hear his report every Wednesday right here on the KGNC Agribusiness News Hour. That's going to wrap up our show today. I'm Agribusiness News Director Shannon Gray.